What's going on, car guys and car gals? Welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
This is Fred Lenarts, the subprime hero.
And we are brewing solutions with you, and we are so excited for all you solutionaries that are rising with us today, because we have a very, very incredibly special guest inside of the cafe, and we are going to definitely grind out some of the very best beans, apply some of the very best heat, and try to actually filter out some of the best and most high quality brew for you to be able to put in your cup and drink up. Man, I'm pumped up. I can't tell you guys.
Can't tell at all, bro. You need to pump it up a little bit. Take a sip of that coffee. Oh, get ready.
I got to have my sip. This is sip number two. This is seriously.
It's only sip number two. Folks, we're ready to have a great morning. We just had a little conversation in the back room right now with Chris Martinez. Folks, if you don't know who Chris Martinez is and you're in the car business, you need to do a little bit more research on this game. He is a big part of what's going on. He's a best-selling author. He has three books out there, folks.
Three
amazing books. You need to read those books. And every one of these books will give you tips and ways to get to where you need to get to. They're very influential. There's a reason why they're best-selling, right? They're so good
something about that.
Russia has published one of his books in Russian so that the Russian car market could start understanding how to sell cars. How crazy is that?
What?
That just translates around the world, folks. That just lets you know what we're doing here in this beautiful country of the USA. USA, we are doing some amazing stuff, and we have the best car guys in the world. We got Chris Martinez, who will be joining us here in a few minutes.
So do us a favor.
Come on
do
now.
Do yourself a favor. Do
1,000 cars plus a month.
That want to do better in life a favor. If you like human beings, you like people in
there
the car
go.
Business succeeding,
there
you're
you
one
go.
Of those people, hit the share button. Go ahead and make sure that somebody knows about this.
No doubt.
And get inside of the cafe. It ain't because we're all fanfaring over here and pumped up about it, but it's because he has some serious, serious knowledge to drop. He is, we got to go. Hey, go do what it is that you got to do. This message has been brought to you by our sponsors. Take a look at some of these videos as we get ready for you to get some people inside of the cafe. Remember, the biggest room in the world, everybody, is the room
for improvement. And that's dang right. And that's the best room to be in. Make sure you're always looking for that improvement. We'll be right back.
Chris Martinez is about to be in there.
He's about to break it down for you guys.
This brew has been brought to you by our friends at Think Ad Group, Dealership Toolkit, Exogloss, and the Next Sale app. Let's brew!
What's
Here we
up?
Go, everybody. Welcome back to the cafe. Hopefully you're ready to play. Hopefully you're really ready to get excited about, again, a best-selling author. He can show a salesperson how to go to 30 cars a month. He can show a dealership how to go to over 1,000. And really, it's not about the numbers. He knows how to put the things in place that help make sure that whatever it is that you are focused on is where it is that you're going to go and actually blast through whatever barriers it was that you thought were actually in your way. You put these processes together, and this genius is going to make sure that you get to the next level. But you need to check him out. But we need to check him out. He needs to get up in this room right now. We got a fresh brew ready for you, brother.
I'm ready to take a sip with my man.
Car guys and car gals, welcome Chris Martinez. There he is. What's going on?
Man, you guys are awesome, man.
We just want to get you caffeinated, get you smiling before we go, man. And I can see it work. So we appreciate you for being here this morning. I know how busy of a person you are. You start early in the day and you go hard all day long. And that's something to be commended. And I really appreciate the inspiration that you put out in this world. It really inspires me, inspires a lot of people throughout the country to do better. So, man, way to do that thing. All right, we got El Patron in here this morning. I'm going to throw a quick shout out. El Patron saying, yo, yo, what's up, Rudy? How you doing this morning? We're going to have Rudy on the show, too, because he's got a lot of huge announcements to make.
Going on,
and we get the exclusive. So once he's ready to announce everything and all the steps that he's taking, we're going to be the first ones to interview him for that. So we're real excited about that, too. But
I kind of want to go interview him.
Yeah, well, we probably will. We probably should do that. Mm. We also got DJ there.
What's
He's
up,
another
DJ? Another author.
Brand new author. Just dropped his first book.
Rudy
oh, man.
DJ.
It's called Can't Hold Me Back, My Life Being Brown in America by Atoll DJ Sardana. Folks, go check that book out. So, Chris, Good morning, sir. Thank you for being here. We have a lot of fun when we're here in the morning. We like to just get motivated because once we're done here, we're going to, just like you, you're going to go right to work. We're going to get up, go straight to work. We're going to do our thing too. And we like to get pumped up, positive, and motivated and all that type of stuff. So thank you. But we got to do this for Give Focus Fly before we get any further, man.
We do.
Got to get him in this.
Man, I'm pumped up because I know that when I get around people like this, I just get super talkity. You know what I mean? I want to get pumped up. And that's exciting just to know that we have somebody inside of the room that inspires not just us, but so many others in a huge way. And we're just excited to deliver a great brew for you all today. Hey, I don't know if you know how to keep growing, but it's usually to apply 3 F's. You still there, Chris?
Man, he's I'm still here.
With a big cheese on, my man. And I'm loving it. But we applied 3 F's to keep
growing.
That's
it, bro. It's the only way to do it.
3 F's. And that's to forgive, wipe off the weight of unforgiveness, and all of the things that it brings with it. Focus on what it is that you want to accomplish, and then fly to destinations beyond your imagination. And then keep growing. So join us, Chris, because we're about to jump in this five liner with you, and we're pumped up. Go ahead and cross the shoulders one time. All right. On three, wipe it off. 1, 2, 3.
Forgive.
Focus. Get it right here. There you go.
And fly. And keep growing. Keep growing. Keep growing, man. That's right. You are officially in the club, my friend. That is the one-armed one. Yeah, so you're official, man. We appreciate it. Thanks for being here. Thanks for joining us. The Forgive Focus Fly is a big deal to us. It's one of – Lou started this whole movement of the Forgive Focus Fly.
That's the name of my book.
Well, yeah, that's going to be his book. And when he did this, it was empowering for people. When he started off with the youth, local youth. He helps out with a lot of things. He even was doing this in the local schools, elementary schools, going there and getting the kids to do this. He called it a dance, the Forgive Focus Fly dance, right? And it's the forgive is to forgive everything of the past, everything that you've ever done wrong. It does not matter what the past is because that's all done. It's over with, right? In order to be able to move forward in life, you have to forgive the past to be able to focus on your future. Once you're able to focus, you can fly to all the heights that you've ever wanted to go, right? And that's what the Forgive Focus Fly movement's about. So thank you for being part of that. So, all right. So Chris Martinez, man, so
I think he's only said hi.
Yeah, we talk an awful lot, Chris. So sorry about that. We do. We move, but we will get you going. So, Chris,
hey, real quick, you know what's awesome about that Forgive Focus Fly is that if you keep holding on to that weight and you don't just forgive, but just forget about it. You almost just don't want to even have that. That weight just holding you down. You just need to just brush it off because if you keep focusing on the past, that thing will weigh you down and it won't allow you to keep moving forward.
Dude, matter of fact, you know exactly what we're talking about.
What's going on.
So obviously, folks, that this whole forgive thing isn't just something that's uncommon. It's a very common thing. People in the world who are able to be successful have to forgive their past. And Chris knows what we're talking about here. And he's a great example of that, and I could assure you there's nobody who has a perfect past. We all have a little skeleton somewhere, right? But you got to let that go. That doesn't define you anymore. The only thing that defines you is what you're doing from this moment on, what you're currently trying to be, where you're trying to go. That's the beautiful part about the life is opportunity. It's the future. It's what you're able to become. You know, it doesn't matter what you've done in the past. I mean, if I go back, if I was based off of what I've done in the past, oh gosh, it would be horrible, but I'm very fortunate. I've really worked through that. I forgave all that, and then I was able to focus and fly. So, Chris, thank you for bringing that out and talking about the forgive. So, we love to ask 5 questions with all our guests, and these 5 questions we ask are called the five liner. And the five liner is much like just a quick little five liner from your customer to be able to get a deal going, right?
This is the stones, right?
This is the goods. And my first question I love to ask everyone that I ask, it's the why. It's what their purpose is, what gets them motivated. So, Chris, when you wake up every day and you're like, I'm at 4:30 in the a.m., I'm ready to get up and do what I'm supposed to do, what gets you going? What motivates you? What is that thing in your mind that says, I'm doing it for this?
You know, in the beginning, it was all about, I just don't want to live the life I used to live, right? I grew up in El Paso, Texas, and I had hung around with the wrong crowd. I mean, they're good people. We just made a lot of wrong decisions.
Right.
Bad choices. And I knew what it was like, you know, living on food stamps and, you know, standing in line, trying to wait in line at the church to get food that was probably expired or most of the time was expired. I didn't want any of that, right? And my goal was, hey, you know what? I gotta live a better life. Luckily, I met my wife, and you know, now it's more about, you know, my kids. You know, I just don't want them to ever go back or live the life I live. So when I see my kids every morning, I'm just like, man, I want them to just have more than enough. I want to push them up to that extra level that they can start at a better position than I did growing up. And hopefully they can do more with what they get. So that's what my why is right now.
You know, I think you're living that why to the strength of 10 times, right? You're definitely doing that with you yourself, with your kids, with anybody. I'm sure you do that. You even show that to your anybody in the family, anybody who's close, even including your dealership members. And sure, I'm showing them the way of light, how you can get to levels that you can never imagine. This car business has been able to afford all of us that new life. You know, I'm very thankful for the car biz. You know, when people are like, oh, you're in the car business, you're a car salesman, I'm like, dang right I am.
Yeah, dang right.
I'm so dang proud of it. Folks, you understand, 20 years of doing it and the life that it has brought me, the vacations I've been on, my wife and son not having to worry about anything. I'm able to provide college to any college my son wants to go to when it's time. All that type of stuff, things that I never had. Chris, you said it right on the point. El Paso, Texas. Folks, we all know what El Paso. It's a beautiful city, but man, there's a lot of stuff going on in that town. We've all know what's going on in Juarez. We understand that there's a lot of border issues. You know, there's a lot of there's a lot of poverty in that town too. You know, and that's kind of sad to say, but there is. But it's a military town at the same time. So there's a lot of mixture of cultures and all these people coming in and going, and the trouble that you can get in. And El Paso is very, very broad. There's so many things you could do to get in trouble. And to be somebody like Chris, who at one point was hanging with the wrong crowd, I'm sure I would have been too, you know, especially in a town like that, because it would have been fun at a young age. And then he moved on, and look where he's at now. I mean, look where he is at now. I mean, this guy is, you're an amazing person to really be inspired by. So, and I'm looking forward to getting to know you a little bit more. But look where he's at now, guys. Don't forget to forgive and move forward and have that why. Your children, how great of a why is that? Your family, your love, giving them a life that you never had, that is a great why. That'll motivate me every moment. I know I am. I was a military brat growing up. Didn't have a lot either. Lou grew up, you know.
Very similar.
Yeah. You know, we'll so talk more. Lou, New Yorker, you know, grew up in the streets, you know, all that type of stuff. Getting in trouble, you know, having to leave the city at a young age so he can come into Kentucky so he could try to stay out of trouble, which there's still a lot of trouble here in Kentucky. Don't get me wrong.
And you're looking for it.
There's trouble everywhere, but no, that's a great inspiration, man. And I'm glad that you talked about that and you talked about where you came from. I didn't realize that you were originally from El Paso, so that's really cool to know that, because I know that you're what, Oklahoma right now, right?
I'm in Oklahoma right now, yeah.
Yeah, so not too far. I mean, it's just right next to each other, but that's like the two states that battle in football all the time. They're like, oh, we got you. No, we got you, right? So I love that there's a great competition, yet they're right next to each other. But no, man, that's a great why, and I'm. The thing about children is that they either, a lot of times, I know for me, Lou's one of four, has four children. It brings out the best in you a lot. And when you bring out the best in somebody, it's an amazing thing. And to have children will do that for you. I know it did it for me. That's the reason that got me in the car business was my wife was like, I'm pregnant. And I was like, all right, well, I think I need to get a real job now. So I went out in the car business and it's been history ever since. So yes, Lou.
Yeah. I mean, how many kids excuse me, how old are the kids you have?
There you go.
Well, I have one with my oldest daughter's 24. Oh, wow. My youngest one is 4. My other daughter's 6. And then the other one's about to turn 8 next week. So I've got 4 of them. And they've been a blessing for me to keep moving forward for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, that's inspiring. I'm literally riding on the same roller coaster
literally
as you. Did I say literally?
Literally.
Well, I do that too. I'm a little short. But my oldest is 24, going to be 25 this month. But my youngest is 18, and he's more man than I'll ever be able to.
Soon to be college football player here next year.
Yeah, he's going and doing big things. And I'm pumped up about it because he keeps looking at the way that the networks are coming together, and he's seeing that you can connect to like-minded people about stuff that you're passionate about, and it can take you anywhere. And this is where he's at a crucial time of taking on his studies, taking on where it is that he's pointed to inside of his career. And the greatest thing is that that's his biggest problem, is figuring out how far he can fly from this mountain that we've worked to get him on top of, you know? And that's exactly what we're trying to do here. That's what you're trying to do, is try to springboard yourself, pull out the very best that you have, scrape the barrel, and give the very best to your family in order for them to be completely and wholly set up for success to the best of your ability. That's what we're trying to give to our generation. That's what you're doing. That's first and foremost why we honor you, because it's more than just a person that knows numbers and writes books. It's the author of it.
That's it.
You know what I mean? I don't need to know every single line of your books, more than I would really just love to know the you. The person that I'm talking to, right? The customer that ends up on our application is one person, but the person that's sitting in front of us, living, breathing, hiding behind the mask or the plate or whatever's going on with at your store, right? That's a person, and you're a person that we honor and we're thankful for, whether or not we agree or disagree with what's on the paper, whether or not the past is the past and you could be judged off of that, right? That's why I probably could never get into politics. My grandfather's proven refugees like, Louis, you can be a politician. You talk so good, Louis. And I'm like, well, oh, no, they go a little deep into the records. It's over. This is going to come out. Done. It's over. Embarrassment. We can't have that. Sorry. But you have a testament inside of your life of somebody that's really been squeezed to pull out the very best. And then, of course, the motivation of having a child. So at 24 years old, just like me, you know, you're young. You're young. Your 24-year-old is right there waiting for you to bring the very best, you know, and you're trying to figure out who is you, right? Is that, if that's the proper English, which it's not, I know that. But you know what I'm saying. You know, what the heck is going on here? What am I going to do? And where am I going to point? Because I can't go there. Right. I will not take my child there. They will not know that dark side. If I have to die, they will not know what that looks like. Cool. But now how do I point them to where I've never been? How do I go to where I've never gone? And I don't have the person to show me how to do that. And you've managed to actually seek out the people or into you to show you the way, to give you maybe lessons that you didn't like and lessons that you did love, and you're creating now, blessing so many. And again, the seeds that you've deposited are deep in here, and I get the opportunity to pour it out right now. You know what I mean? So, but in that, again, I want to just touch the edge of the plate, guys, and say he values people, and he is a righteous rapport building Renaissance man. You know, he is making sure that you know how to build a relationship with the person, and that's what's going to make you successful in business, no matter what the numbers that you're pointing at are. Right. Right. I mean, this is ultimately what you're doing. But I kind of want to ask this question if I can get done saying how inspired I am by you. But what got you in the car business? What pointed you right at the car business itself?
You know, it's funny. I was moving to Las Vegas. I was living in El Paso, moving to Las Vegas because my wife and I got together, and I was like, you know, I can make more money in Las Vegas. Little did I know that I could have made as much money, if not more, in El Paso. Just, you know, I felt like I needed to get out of there. Just, you know, too many of the familiar faces that could have probably, you know, brought me back and just gotten back to making the bad decisions I was making prior to that. But I moved to Las Vegas, had some family out there, and my twin brother was being heavily recruited by a company called CarMax. And, it was just a brand new store. They hadn't opened yet and they were trying to recruit him. I moved to Las Vegas and I was going to work with my uncle in construction. And my brother said, well, before you do that, why don't you go, go talk to these people? I mean, I kind of thought it was a lip balm at first because I never even heard of it. So I go and I interview there and I told them, hey, you know what? You guys were trying to recruit my brother. I'm the next best thing. You know, came to check this out and see what it was like. And, sure enough, they hired me on the spot and we ended up, you know, I was 22 years old at the time and, just haven't looked back since then.
That's so funny that you said that. It thought it was a lip balm. I didn't want to laugh when you're in the middle of talking about that, but I thought that was funny because the first time I ever heard CarMax, I thought the same thing. I was like, CarMax? You talking about that stuff you put on your lips? That's so funny, but it's so true. And I love how you came in there with that confidence, folks. And that's half of life is just a little bit of confidence inside you. You walked in and said, look, I'm the next best thing. You want my brother? Well, you got me. Well, guess what? They probably got the best thing. You know, lucky you. Lucky you and lucky them, right? So it worked out and history was made right there. You obviously have done so much with that. You've taken that and then you just went with it and you just went all out. I mean, if there's anything that I know about Chris Martinez is that you're an amazing car guy, yes. Right? You are elite level car guy. And that's something that isn't easy to obtain, folks. There's a lot of good car guys out there. There's a lot of people who do their thing, but there's not a lot of people who understand how to get that shine out of themselves a little bit deeper. And then on top of that, you're not just doing it for your auto group, for your people. You're doing it for the world. These books that you've written, these books have become worldwide, right? So now you're talking about reaching out, leaving your legacy all over this world. Unbelievable, man. And that's something that I think that motivates a lot of people, legacy, legacy, legacy. And people don't realize what their legacy really is until they start getting a little older. I'm starting to really focus on legacy now, you know, and you've already been doing that and you're doing a heck of a job with that. You're, you know, it's somebody to watch and say, okay, why, you know, wow, look what he's doing. And it's, to me, it's super inspiring, you know, so going into my third question, the question that I would love to ask you is that, you know, when we're going through this business, we all get influenced by somebody, right? You got in, your brothers gave you a quick tip, say, hey, go check out CarMax. It's not CarMax, it's CarMax, and go check them out. They actually sell cars there. You never heard of them, but we've all heard of them now. We know what they're about. But you took that chance, you went in there, you took that job, but somebody along the way guided you, much like you guide your people, much like you manage your people below you or even next to you, whoever. You're doing something to help them grow. You inspire, you mentor. Who would be your greatest mentor in this time?
You know, my wife is always one of the biggest ones that has kind of challenged me and just kind of like always pushed me and was always like, you know what? Like, you know, what are you doing? You know, it always was like almost like challenging to me, like, oh, okay, I'm not doing enough. Okay, let me see if I can do some more. But it's really, you know, when I look at in the business, I had a lot of great managers. I had a lot of good people that helped me along the way. You know, at CarMax, I had a couple of general managers that, you know, helped me get to that next level. And, you know, Mike DeLamo, James Burton. And then, you know, when I went to go sell cars at a Toyota store, it's called Universal Toyota, Jim DeMeo. He's the one that really saw a lot in me and helped me grow to, you know, into even bigger than I thought I could be. He was instrumental in taking me to the Toyota store. I later helped him take from 150 cars a month to over 1,000 cars a month. Then I ended up partnering with him and his son, and they've been great mentors for me and helped me. We ended up creating a software, and the software we've done real well with. Got some good partners in that, got really good partners in that. You know, when I, the books that I've read, I mean, I read a lot of books. I think those are mentors in life.
No doubt.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there's so many great, great books that, you know, when I look at, Grant Cardone, a lot of the books that he's written have helped me. I ended up partnering with him at one point, through some other friends of mine. But you know, we've, you know, I look at all the different books that you read. I mean, there's so many great people in this world that you don't have to have a one-on-one conversation with them. They've written their stories, a lot of them. And, you know, you know, there's a great quote by, I think, Tony Robbins. He said, you know, if you want to, you know, be successful at something, just, you know, find someone, copy what they do, and you'll have the same outcome. And sure enough, it's really, I mean, it's just that simple. You know,
that's so funny.
Story, copy and model that model, and you can achieve the same results.